finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to another Library of Divine Echoes Deep Dive, where we blend artful storytelling with deep dives into fascinating topics. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we're delving into the enchanting world of modern witchcraft, its origins, evolution, practices, and its role in today's spiritual landscape. So, light a candle, brew a cup of tea, and join me as we journey into the realm of magic, mystery, and empowerment. To understand modern witchcraft, we need to take a step back in time. The word witch itself comes from the Old English witcher, meaning wise person. Ancient witchcraft wasn't about casting spells or flying on broomsticks. It was rooted in herbalism, divination, and sacred knowledge, skills often practiced by women and marginalized groups. Fast forward to the Middle Ages, and the narrative shifted. Fear of the unknown and religious dogma led to witch trials and persecution, forever changing the perception of witches. But even in the shadows, these practices endured. Today, many of these ancient roots are being reclaimed and celebrated by modern practitioners. Modern witchcraft owes much of its resurgence to the mid-20th century with the rise of Wicca. Gerald Gardner, often called the father of modern witchcraft, popularized Wicca in the 1950s. It was a blend of ancient pagan traditions, ceremonial magic, and Gardner's own interpretations. Wicca emphasized reverence for nature, the cycles of the moon, and dual deities, a god and a goddess. It wasn't just a religion, but a lifestyle, one that resonated with those seeking an alternative to mainstream spirituality. Soon, other traditions emerged, from Alexandrian Wicca to more eclectic paths. So, what does modern witchcraft look like today? For starters, it's diverse. While Wicca remains a prominent tradition, it's just one piece of the puzzle. There's also heathenry, kitchen witchcraft, green witchcraft, and practices inspired by Afro-Caribbean traditions like hoodoo and Santeria. At its core, modern witchcraft is deeply personal. It's about connecting with the natural world, honoring intuition, and harnessing energy for self-growth. Many witches today work with deities, ancestors, or cosmic forces, but others prefer a secular approach, focusing purely on energy and intention. You've probably seen images of witches surrounded by candles, crystals, and tarot cards, but what do these tools actually mean? Candles represent the element of fire and are used for focusing intention. Different colors correspond to specific energies, green for prosperity, white for protection, and so on. Crystals, believed to hold vibrational energy, for example, amethyst aids in spiritual connection, while obsidian offers grounding and protection. Tarot cards, a tool for divination and self-reflection. Each card tells a story, offering guidance for those who seek it. Herbs and oils, essential for spell work, teas, and ritual baths, lavender for calm, rosemary for clarity, and mugwort for dreams. These tools are not about supernatural powers, but about creating a space for focus and intention, a cornerstone of witchcraft. Modern witchcraft rituals vary widely, but they often share common themes. Here are a few examples. Moon rituals. The phases of the moon are central to many practices. The full moon is a time for manifestation, while the new moon is for setting intentions. Casting circles. Witches create sacred space by casting a circle, calling on the elements of earth, air, fire, and water to protect and empower their work. Shadow work. This involves exploring and healing the hidden parts of ourselves, often through journaling, meditation, and ritual. Sabbats. These are seasonal festivals celebrated by many witches. They mark the turning points of the year, like Samhain, the Witch's New Year, or Beltane, a celebration of fertility and life. Social media has played a massive role in the modern witchcraft movement. Platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube are filled with creators sharing tips, spells, and rituals. The hashtag WitchTalk alone has billions of views. This accessibility has made witchcraft more inclusive and approachable. However, it's also sparked debates about appropriation, misinformation, and the commercialization of spiritual practices. As with any spiritual path, discernment is key. The rise of modern witchcraft reflects a broader cultural shift. In an age of climate crisis, political upheaval, and digital overload, many are drawn to practices that emphasize connection to nature, to community, and to oneself. Witchcraft offers empowerment, encouraging practitioners to take control of their lives and manifest their desires. It's also deeply adaptable. Whether you're a busy parent, a college student, or a city dweller, witchcraft can be tailored to fit your lifestyle. It's about finding what resonates with you and honoring your own journey. As we wrap up, let me leave you with this thought. Modern witchcraft is not just about spells and rituals. It's about reclaiming power, embracing mystery, and fostering connection. It's a path of self-discovery that invites you to step into your own magic. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the fascinating world of modern witchcraft. If you enjoyed today's deep dive, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with fellow seekers. Until next time, this is Christopher Little, reminding you to stay curious, stay magical, and follow your path with pride. See you soon.